Love the Strand. They carry all of my books.
Do they really?
Yep. It's a giant bookstore. It was founded in 1927, and it's several floors and a basement. And it's been there. I mean, it's been there since 1927. It's iconic. Mm-hmm. It's where some of the most famous celebrities and the most famous people have had book signings there, had events there. It's absolutely iconic. And there's nobody that's from New York or lives in New York that doesn't know the Strand. It's a thing. It's 18 miles of books is what it used to, is their big slogan.
Mm-hmm.
So what had happened was, just over the past couple of years, Mayor de Blasio came in and pulled some BS with the New York City Landmark Preservation Commission. They held a hearing to designate the Strand as a city landmark. And the reason why they did that is because Amazon wanted to come in and buy up an entire block there,
mm-hmm.
and turn it into a headquarters. So in order to do that, de Blasio had to find a reason to get rid of the Strand, because he wanted to sell it to Amazon. There were some other big companies that came in, offered the city money for this area. So they made sure to designate a landmark as soon as possible, so that way they can't tear it down, they can't get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
So what Strand did, every bookstore is suffering right now. People are buying books on Amazon, and they're buying books, on audiobooks and things like that. So the Strand, being iconic, put out something to its fans and said that they were basically, help us, having a sale. We need your help to buy books. And it ended up crashing the site, and they sold the most books in one day in the history of the store since 1927.
I sent out the letter asking the community for support at 1 o'clock, and it crashed at 4. We've never had so many people on our site.
My kids, they love to read. She found a game.
The Strand is part of New York City. Cannot go.
It's been here for a zillion years.
I'm feeling so grateful and appreciative at New Yorkers and the book-loving community.
A zillion years.
The thing that it's known for, they have a whole section of banned books.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy books by the foot. You can go and sell books to them, and they will buy books from you. You know how you get tons of books, like your friend Cooper, who writes a book and hands it to you?
Oh, I have boxes of those books. They'll buy them?
They have rare and collectibles. They have everything, and I love them because they have all of my books. They're mostly in the basement for half off, but still, they're at the Strand. That's all I care about.
I use them to start fires, so I could have actually made money off of them.
Yep.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, you probably get $2 a book.
Oh, boxes. I have a whole box in the attic of that crap.
Yeah, go ahead. You can sell it for me. Get about $40 off it. It's more than I made off of them.
That's funny. You make more selling the books back to the bookstore than you made writing the book from the book.
That's 100% true.
I'll even autograph it. No, that brings the price down.
No, thank you. It brings the price down. What's so funny is, so I was there one day, and I was looking at some of the books in the cheap section, and I saw one of my books there, and I was like, oh my God, my book. And I opened it, and it was autographed to this friend of mine.
Oh, no.
Who obviously sold the book to the Strand. I was like, that bitch.
Oh.
I wanted to call her and be like, so, did you enjoy your copy of Cult of Perfection? Are you still reading it? Or have you sold it to the Strand? Because I have it in my hand right now.
And now, your Halloween survival checklist during COVID.
6 foot measuring tape for distancing.
Check.
COVID mask to wear under your costume mask.
Got it.
Green slime.
Ooh, slimy.
It's actually hand sanitizer with fluorescent coloring, so it looks cool under a black light.
A black light.
Hands-free thermometer to check temperatures of trick-or-treaters.
That's a good idea.
COVID testing kit, so you can be sure to... You know what? Screw all this. Let's just stay home and watch a movie on Netflix.
Ooh, how about Outbreak or Pandemic?
I'm not talking to you.
Just kidding.
Pass me the bag of candy.
This has been your Halloween survival checklist during COVID.